had a positive experience yesterday. Well, you might not have, because yesterday, the episode for yesterday of this podcast posted, but it had also posted the day before because of some issues with how micro.blog handles editing posts. Anyway, it's fine. Here's a new episode. You haven't heard this one yet, but a good thing happened yesterday. And although the fight's not over, I'm still in the fight and I'm pleased. Allow me to explain.
Your daily Lex.
So, I currently use Horizon Blue Cross. Before, when I worked at Amazon, and for 18 months thereafter, I used Primera Blue Cross. After I left Amazon, I did Cobra for a year and a half, paying something like $2,300 a month. I'm like, boy, that's an exorbitant amount of money to pay for insurance for a family of five. Then I went on the private market to get insurance from Horizon and started paying them like $2,600 a month for much worse insurance. But I have a couple positive skewing insurance stories, which is not the norm, at least here in the United States of America. I don't know why we call ourselves the United States. Here in the full of hate for each other states of America. Anyway, my son, as you may know, has Crohn's disease. And as part of his Crohn's disease, his pediatric gastroenterologist sends him for occasional blood work. The insurance company likes to deny coverage for that, saying that testing his blood to see how much of the medication, this injected medication that I give him once a month, to see how many antibodies his body is generating for the medication, because apparently it's a problem with Humira, that over time you can develop antibodies to it. And so we test to make sure the medication can remain effective. Insurance says that test is experimental and thus not covered. It's not an exorbitant amount of money, but I'm paying insurance an exorbitant amount of money, and they should pay for it because the doctor says he needs this test. So they denied it. We did an appeal. They denied the appeal and said you could do a level 2 appeal. So I started work on the level 2 appeal. That included getting letters from my kid's doctor, from my wife's gastroenterologist, and from other folks, putting together all this information and essays explaining why this test is in no way experimental. Sent that off to the insurance company. And of course, the insurance company says you have to send that via postal mail. Eventually, 2 months later, we got a letter saying that appeal was also denied because my letter arrived late. And their letter, their second letter to me says, our records indicate that on July 15th, you got a level 1 appeal decision letter. It states the following. You must submit your request for a second review within 60 days from the date of this letter. For us to consider this request, we must receive it by September 13th, 2024. And they were saying they didn't receive my letter until October. Here's the thing. The thing that I just read to you that they say is quoting the initial letter is not what the initial letter says. The initial letter says I have to send it by September 13th, not that they have to receive it. And those are two different things. And they claim that they're quoting the letter. They're not. They are absolutely and very intentionally misquoting the letter. Also, I sent it in plenty of time. I sent it in August. And so I spoke to this guy yesterday and he's like, well, the very first thing he says is, as I said in the letter, quoting your first letter, it was due by this, we had to receive it by this day. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's not at all what the first letter says. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I have the first letter right here, and I read it to him. I'm like, it says this, you have to send it by this day, and you say this. I'm like, it's just like absentee ballots, right? If I'm voting, the absentee ballot has to be postmarked by the date. And I promise you mine was. And you misquoted it. You lied in your letter. You said that it said a thing that it didn't say. And he's like, well, I understand why that could be confusing, but clearly this is what the first letter meant. I'm like, no, that's not clearly what the first letter meant. It says it has to be, I have to submit it by then. I did submit it by then. It specifically says it must be, I can request a level 2 appeal by September 13th, 2024. I requested it well before September 13th, 2024. And he's like, well, we didn't receive it by then. I'm like, well, I don't know that you didn't. And just like you're not accusing me of lying about when I sent it, I don't know if your mailroom just decided to take a really long time to deliver it to you. And I'm now finding you harder to believe than I would otherwise because you lied in your letter to me and you led this call with quoting that lie. He's like, well, I understand why that would be concerning to you. Yeah, it is concerning to me. And I literally said to him, listen, I understand that everyone needs a job. I don't begrudge you your job. I feel sorry for you that your job is constantly fighting with people all day and telling them things they don't want to hear and having to defend an insurance company. But like I said, it's fair and reasonable for you to have this job. It's just a crappy one. And I also said, I want you to understand, I'll fight this. I will fight this to the bitter end. I will cost both of us more than it's worth to either one of us, because that's how mad I am at you and this insurance company for lying to me. And I said, listen, to be frank, I have the means to hire a lawyer and to pay, even if I have to pay that lawyer triple what I would get from you, because you guys are going to pay. And he said, well, I can try. He said, let me try to see if I can contact the mailroom and get back to you within a week. And I was like, I don't understand what that means. How are you going to try to contact the mailroom? You said that you already had been in contact with the mailroom. So why do you have to try to contact the mailroom now? I said, well, what I mean is I didn't talk to the mailroom. Somebody else on my team did. So I have to see if I can get them to. I'm like, you have to see if you can get them to talk to the mailroom? And he's like, well, no, I'm sure I can, but I need a week to talk to them, because they will have an image of the envelope that we received so we can see the postmark on it. Okay. And then he said, so I promise I'm going to call you within 1 week from today. I'm like, okay, putting it on my calendar. He's like, oh, wait, let me just make sure that next week isn't Thanksgiving, because I don't want to tell you I can call you on a day I can't call you. And I said, oh, no, next week is not Thanksgiving, because I happen to know Thanksgiving is on my birthday this year, and next week is not my birthday. So that day works great. He's like, oh, okay, good. Well, then I look forward to talking to you next week. And I said, I really appreciate your saying that, but I think we both know it's not true. There is no chance that you look forward to talking to me again. And he said, well, you're actually much nicer than most of the people I talk to. But I can't tell you how proud I was of catching him in a lie and catching the insurance company in a lie. And he fully acknowledged, yep, we lied. He didn't say those words, but he fully acknowledged, yeah, what we said, the letter says, is not what the letter says, because it's not. Anyway, we'll see if I win. I don't know. Also, I'm changing my new insurance, where the one I'm paying $2,700 a month for, we're now going to get that same coverage through Lauren's work, except it has three changes. Number one, we'll only have to pay $1,700 a month. Number two, that's the best change, by the way, our copays will decrease by $15. And number three, my current coverage that I pay for privately only covers us in the state of New Jersey. And once we get it through Lauren's work, it'll cover us everywhere in the country. So for the privilege of paying less, we'll get more. Hashtag America.
Lex.